You finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on a Friday, finally a Friday here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the show. Yes. Turn it down for a little bit here. We are actually going to get a little bit serious, and I might make this the clip of the week because this is rather terrifying, and it's actually quite humiliating. And Australia tune into this. Rather terrifying to know. Are in terms of defense. The government will embark on an unprecedented military expansion of our air, land, sea capacity to counter the rapid military buildup. I don't know. We'll see where we are in terms of the military. China has now come out in come out and said has granted the government's defense white paper as an now. I want to get to it does kind of. Sets up Australia's where we are heading in the future when it comes to military. We're going to hear paper. Want to get this important.
Being widely received as a very good work. People are telling me that it is rigorous, it's comprehensive, nuanced. It's basically the best white paper that we've had in recent times. The second thing to say is that there's a lot of money involved. I joke at the press conference today that Mark Binskin, the Chief of Defence Force, would be the happiest man in Australia. I don't know whether that's strictly true or not, but he certainly should be a happy man. Malcolm Turnbull government has literally showed him the money. Defence spending will go from $32 billion this year to $58 billion by the 25-26 financial year. Something in it for all of the services and then some. There's cyber. There's a lot of money, obviously, for the Navy. There's also new capabilities for the Army as well, such as light helicopters, which the SAS can use for things like combat. Search and rescue, if we use personnel is in trouble somewhere in a hostile area. There are new estuarine boats for them to use in river areas. There really is something in it for everyone. There are Triton drones, they're flagging drones in future as well. So this is really going to cost quite a lot of money. Any doubts that Malcolm Turnbull prioritised defence spending in quite the way pretty much been laid to rest. He's sticking with the 2% target. He's actually going to achieve that faster than Tony Abbott promised. Abbott promised 2020 to get there by 2020-21. Probably exceed that. That too. On the strategic side, it paints not a very happy picture of the world, frankly. I mean, we really are moving into a century where there are a broad array of threats, from terrorism to cyber attacks, and of course the big one, the strategic changes in Asia. Hard power is pretty much the name of the game in the 21st century at the moment. Countries are tooling up so to speak, defense acquisitions in Asia are rising. Asia is actually spending more money now on defense than Europe. So that's pretty much the rationale for Australia to invest what is really quite a substantial defence force. The big one, as I say, is really the rise of China, and that is the sort of at the strategic heart of this white paper, why the Navy is getting most of submarines. We need new surface warships. We need missiles. These will give our Navy broader reach. We will be able to go further. We will be able to project our force well into. So that's pretty much the focus of the white paper. That reflects the fact that with the rise of China and the opportunities that come with it, there are also risks. The biggest strategic risk and the biggest strategic challenge the rest of the century is just how to have an influence for the better in the way that China rises and how it behaves as a regional.
Yes, so that was David correspondent for Fairfax Media there, breaking down Australia is really the rise China, excuse me, the rise of China and the bay and criticism island building activities in the South China as most of its preface for this military white paper. David Rowe also there mentioned that it does paint a very grim picture for the world we actually live in now that we have to kind of ensure that we do have this spending readily available to us to kind of counter these attacks whenever they may strike. They may strike at any moment, and that's the picture that we have. China has hit back. Spokesperson, China's foreign minister spokeswoman, China was dissatisfied and saw negative comments about the South China white paper called on South limits and production activities. Australia government linked comment acted with terribly over Australia's plans to highlighting a gradual cooling of quote, Australia has encouraged, threatened into military by the United States. Her People's Libertarian Army Navy, Lai Jai said, Australia should try and maintain a good economic trade relationship with China. Very expense will not bring any. They are planning to $1 billion over the next decade. Let's break this thing down. I understand that. Where is the money going to go? Well, here we go. It's a bit warm in here. Suddenly no one's whispering into my ears. This is a big story that $195 billion 10 years on air, intelligence, surveillance, and electronic warfare budget spending increase $1 billion. Airstrikes will be getting 34 F-35 strike fighters. 18G Mach aircraft. Integrated air and missile defense. And we're getting 35 unmanned aircraft drones, essentially. Long-range rocket attack helicopters, upgraded M1 Arbus battle tanks, light armored submarines to replace 9 new anti-submarines. Frigates, sorry. 12 new offshore patrol. 7 PA-8 Postrion tactical drones to assist with warship. State-of-the-art mine defense. Land-based anti cyber intelligence, surveillance, and space is getting 87 MQ. Upgrade to Jindalee. Long range Gulf. Other. Forced. 5,000 new that's the spend. 's reactions as the Australian Federal Japanese politicians now openly talk about growing ties with Australia as Australia is not bored have upset Beijing and speak. Tensions between Japan and China. Beijing is still regular. Arrows. Overseas in Japan when the big white paper could say $1 billion to build and make the plans. Architecture in this region. Now, break this. Quite simply, prepare Australia for what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. But I'm pretty sure there are on going to happen. Now, I think white paper, it's interesting. White paper. It's also the. But is it fueled by trying, or is it ruled by preparing for such time where For such time where Australia, this kind of hard to put into English, is it that, or is it Australia looking at the state of the US going, there are terror attacks happening there every third week, not happening too frequently. We don't want to get ourselves a mixture. Because no one creates a white paper like this and kind of expects nothing to happen. So it is a point of information purpose only. It's interesting to kind of sit here. What is actually the... motivation here behind? Thoughtful stuff. As we continue here on GLS, here on a Friday, finally a Friday. Let's light the mood, shall we? With five things successful people...
Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on a Friday. Finally, a Friday here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the show. So glad you can be with us. Yes. Gonna make things a little bit more up easy. Got serious last segment, but it's good to get serious sometimes. You know, these, we have to do those important analysis as well. Gotta drink some time. That'll do. All right. Thanks for joining us, whether you're joining us live or on your hard drive. We do appreciate you joining us. We are live on YouTube, youtube.com/genericliveshow. I don't mention that enough. Or you can download us on the podcast. We are on the Chef Wonder and Geeko podcast network, chefwondermedia.net/GLS, geek-io.net/GLS. We are working on a couple of things over there. Want to give a special shout out to Daryl Shaler. If you are listening, happy birthday for yesterday. It's exciting times. Ripe old age of 20. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Ripe old age of 23. Happy birthday. And thanks for listening. Now, this is not a story for you. I just thought I'd say happy birthday. Well, if you want to, you know, here's five things successful people do. five things that successful. Taylor Smith. We all had those two friends in high school. Barry. Jill. No, we didn't. Barry was a straight A. Bound for glory, and Jill, who was the better, who. Hey. I flunked first year economics. Thank you, article. 10 years later, you discover that Jill, is a multimillionaire. Travels the world. Meanwhile, Barry is stuck in the same boring job at graduation. You ask, how come Jill and Barry, the brain, oh, not Barry, the black brain. Because Barry does... I just ruined the motif. Jill does things that successful people do. and matter more than IQ. So what are some high achievers that you can do? Start small. Start wherever they can. Ed Sheeran, by the way, spent years playing on street corners. You know that I've prepared myself to this, I can do this, I can deserve it. Break your goals into small steps. Make to-do list, task, celebrate with small steps of... I celebrate with a small... Divide major tasks into manageable chunks. You are more likely to finish jobs that are completed in 15 minutes. Ask for help. Kids who know how to ask and when they are growing up say no. Kids don't take it personally. Learn from your success and happiness will depend on you asking for things. May I have a refund? Go out with me on a date. Big things like, can I work for you and will you be... Okay, whatever. Asking for what you want keeps you happier and healthier. Ask more often and you'll... Love what you do. Successful chefs, managers, pilots, and plumbers... Well, that's an interesting party mix. Love their work. Actually, I do know a plumber that loves his work. When you love your work, you're enthusiastic and you are caring. You become a magnet for opportunity. So, first of all, picture your success. Picture people like Richard Branson. Vitalize their success. They play... Children picture success quite naturally. No one is bored with special permission to... Oops, there you go. Happy birthday again to Daryl Shaler. 5 tips on how you can be successful. Not saying anything at all, but that's just terrible segues, and that's what I do. As we continue, here on the Generic Live Show, we've got 30 products. We're going to list down 30 products from World Congress. Plus, Facebook is doing something... I really despise, and I really want them to do other things as well than do. By the way, they have added emotions. They added the wrong one. We'll tell you the ones that they. 11:31.
This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on a Friday. Dale Campbell with you. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Well, Facebook. We all use it. They've done something that makes me go. They have launched their junction, like button. So instead of liking a post, sad. Love a post, you can be sad, angry, wow, or ha ha. But they didn't include a dislike button. I have some emoticons here that I want Facebook to use. Here we go. I want Facebook to include I wanted yay. Yay could have stayed. I wanted a someone throwing up emoticon. Yep, that I want a poo emoticon. And of course, I want the I want, and most of all, I want a happy whale emoticon. I want that in my life. And Mark Zuckerberg, if you're that's the one I want to see the most, is happy whale emoticon. Meanwhile, over at the Mobile World Congress, products at break them down. We're going to be talking about the micro, a smartphone microscope hybrid. They launched the new patches to your smartphone. Patchable device is a tool magnifier that blows up objects more than 4. Device, which will be released for patient purposes, having to spend money for microscopes, micro devices, and have their children use that specimen. Next on the list, sensors. Have a solution for you. As a solution for a speaker phone directly to phones, transforming them into a pre-show contains high quality sound pool and volume controls. SP20 call at the same time. Compatible with such platforms such as Skype Business, Go, and IBM. Or go ability to solve your Orgo has also showcased another product at World Congress in medical applications. Neuroderma. Like Neurogo, micro device is also a detachable for smartphones. Derma attaches capture photo pores, wrinkles, diagnose skin high accuracy. Capable with apps, regular users can take currently available on by the ways you can also the Acer Liquid Jade 2 contains a wild 1 terabyte of hybrid storage. When Acer unveiled its Liquid Jade 2 smartphone hybrid storage, tried it out, they told us they were impressed by the camera, a 21 megapixel phase detection technology, fast auto. Excuse me. On the outside, the J5.5 AMO. While reflections on the screen are, the body of the phone itself back, it fits comfortably. J2 runs on Android and is powered by Snapdragon 808. Pricing and launch details have not been. Why don't we do another? Nice dozen. A dozen products. Acer Cloud Professor is a IoT. Acer showcased its Cloud Professor Internet of development kit at Mobile World Kit. All Acers can utilize this Acer's Aura-based cloud technology in a plug-and-play take. Starter kit. How to develop for the kit contains an all light and dust center. Using mobile devices, users can conduct an Internet of Things remote control powering robots. Programming languages include JavaScript, Live Code, and AC++. As is Internet of Things. Up if you. Haven't launched and. But they haven't announced. Processor, onboard storage, okay. Cameras are fairly similar to 13 megapixel main camera and a 5 megapixel front. Was one of the complaints. Very, very similar. We're looking at some of the products that are LG's 3C. LG released a 3. To the Samsung. Best forte in the development. Simulates a one. Wide angle cameras. In theory. Wide angle cameras and lightness of the headset lighter than other VR. I am tried them out. So they've got a but this life is good with LG. SK's telecom wearables are most mainstream wearables we all know about, including Apple Watch or Gear. SK Telecom has targeted a different audience. SK's telecom's T10 targets parents who want to keep... Other features such as... Bulky. Right, look. Dot is a smart startup. Dot wearable is different from the rest. The Dot is a smartwatch based on. Provides feedback or information through real time touch. Checks down from application. Sale in December and retail. On the exterior. Features and HTC also has company gave price tag of $800 and a release date for April. And rounding out our dozen of products that Oral-B G brushing on your phone. Year's show unveiled its next generation of product. Products will be available in select areas in the United States in on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on Friday. Finally, a live show. Have some bad news. I waiting. Person. That's the headline. Not me making it up. The headline is person. This is gonna get 11:51. You finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday. Finally a Friday here on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Headline. Why do you... Asking important questions here at the Generic Live Show. According to post advocate. Jill Olsen writes the story. That they always seem to be many things that can wreak havoc in a relationship. Attachment is the our development is and it is well childhood. It's about survival. Nature has our brain chemistry is highly sensitive to attachments laid down the first partners for every problem. Relationships. What else might be going on? Denver. 6 out of 10 of us are secure. And another 2 out of 10 are anxious in our attachment. But the proficient have a secure attachment style. In other words, if you grew up at least one parent who was sensitive and that they on the other hand, anxious bond will look somewhat complex wish list. Them or complete black and white that study informing his or prophecy. Avoidant attacher is often seen in people. By their partner or them. Lack of commitment can be very painful for both. But again, a look unsurprising. Take Molly, who that her husband Matt was cheating on her and abandoning her. Matt loved Molly. He could not any longer bear interrogations and that occurred every week. Molly attachment and realized anxiety, like courage, moral support, and professional input. Molly worked through rational reality. Hard work while every time. So then managers, not everyone had. But understanding through thanks for joining us here. That concludes our broadcast day. Thank you so much for joining us. Great being with you.
This has been a Chef Wonder Media production. For more, visit chefwondermedia.net. Delivered fresh to your ear holes. Copyright 2016.
This podcast is a part of the Geek.io Media Network. Copyright 2016.